My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Everybody has missed throws. At the end of the day, nobody's perfect. So, it's not about to get in my head or anything. I've missed, so many throws in my career. So, it's nothing new. It's not, anything different. Like I said, everybody missed throws, whether you're Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, or whoever. So,
all right, that is Justin Fields downplaying missed throws inaccuracy. One of the reasons why we've heard from so many callers who want a Steelers quarterback change after a 32-13 win. And I started by saying that I thought it was a ridiculous question today to even entertain the idea of benching a guy who won a game by almost three touchdowns, whose team scored more than 30 points. And we'll grade Justin Fields and some others later in the show. I'm not going to give him an A, even though the scoreboard reflects the work of a great offense, because that isn't how the game went. But I also think it would be one of the boldest and craziest decisions of Mike Tomlin's career to, after years of being in the wilderness offensively, to pinpoint this time to make a quarterback change when 30-point games have been almost impossible to come by for him. They had two late last year, Chris, against the Bengals and against the Seahawks. And
they've only had two on the road since 2019.
And they never had one in the Matt Canada era when he was calling plays.
I know, but you say it's bold. I mean, they're 20th in the league in scoring offense and 25th in total offense.
Okay, they also have the best point differential in the entire AFC.
Yeah, that.
So what they're doing is working.
That makes no sense to me.
And that's usually one of your big stats, point differential. That's a mark of a good team.
They racked half of it yesterday, and I told you I felt like that game wasn't as close or was much closer than the score indicated. I need to ask this question out into the ether. I won't do the 412-928-9370. That's 928-9370, except I just did because I heard Joe do it on the way in. I feel like I'm on a very weird island right now. I'm comfortable being on the island because I think I'm right. But it seems like people are falling into one of two baskets, and maybe that's the whole nature of the beast here. You, people like you saying you'd be insane to take Justin Fields out of the lineup after this because you just won a game by 19 points and you're 4-2. Saying, oh, hell no, he's lucky to be this record right now. He's not that good. Give Russ the shot. I'm in a very specific boat. I think his play has trended towards the worst for two games now through the air. I think his legs can't be discounted. I think he deserves to go on almost a game-by-game basis until he puts together two or three really good games in a row for you.
Which he did earlier in the season.
But I would be fine with the Steelers even winning their next game and moving to 5-2, and if Fields just did not look good and they won like a 12-10 slugfest, taking him out. And I feel like that is a very narrow position right now to be taking on
this
issue.
No, because I probably would still lean keeping him in, but I would be way more open to the idea of giving Russ a game if it goes against the Jets the way that you just described it.
And before anyone says like, "Oh, that's an unlikely result," have you watched the Steelers before? They can play these games at any time. Yesterday probably could have been that kind of game. I have something else for you too. I have a little treat.
Go ahead.
We have more Michael Brewerly tweets.
The George Pickens burner, more proof that it's a Pickens burner? Or is he covering his tracks better now?
Well, let's quickly go in reverse chronological order. He said, don't switch on one issue after tomorrow. Stand on it. That was before the game. After the game, Dubski, let's get it. 4-2, go Stillas. Then he responds to both two Blitzberg tweets of his drops against the Raiders. The one on the sideline, he goes, he'll put it all together. Better attitude and better production today. The one that right in the first half, he's a gamer. Great team win, touchdown, whatever. Got to have that one in response to that juggled early one, the first drop of the game. Got to have that one, keeping it 100. A retweet of George Pickens talking about Dub City. And then he got to you. He said, Pittsburgh's really got the best fans in the league, a little 100 emoji. He responded to you, George Pickens, great catch, then a touchdown drop. He's not a number one. He says, making a living pillow talking other grown men.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
What's that mean?
I don't know. Just, I think making a living talking about the actions of the guys who are going out there doing the actions.
Yes. Imagine having Stephen A's salary and pulpit and stuff like that.
I don't know why the responses make me laugh. The first response to that pillow talk line is, come to the Chargers, George. And the second one from Joey Spatulas is, George, you suck at what you do.
I actually want to give our listeners specifically props for something, because none of our callers yet today, and I've not even seen it in a text or tweet while we've been on the air, and I thought we would. I thought at some point we were going to get the asinine, you put Russell Wilson in because you need to see what he can do before the trade deadline call. I really thought we would get that.
So there's a wild card.
I really thought we'd get give them two or three games, because maybe, then you can put that out there and see what other teams will give you back.
Which, by the way, is, hold on, which just for a second here is insane. If he played two or three games and he was awesome,
you'd just want to keep
him. You'd keep him.
Yeah.
Here's the wild card. We were trying to go through this off the air, Pony. What team that is currently attempting to contend this year has a bad quarterback situation, bad enough that they would want Wilson, but a good enough record that they actually would have a chance to get back in it?
Maybe the Giants?
You'd say the Dolphins, but I don't hear anything that they want him, and Tua's probably going to be back within like 2 or 3 weeks.
No, McDaniel said today that he is expecting him to be back.
Yeah, like he's ready to go around week 8, they think. So that's at most
week
what?
7 is coming up, so right, that so could be one more game
at
without
most
him.
One more game. If they somehow win that game, I don't even know who they have next week. They'd be 3-3. The Giants seem like the only team. Interesting, because the Giants seem like the only other team interested in him in the offseason.
Yeah.
So here's the whole, this is something that is interesting about this whole dynamic. If there really aren't teams lining up to trade for Russell Wilson, then what leverage does Russell Wilson have to get himself onto the field here?
I don't think he has much, because the teams that could use him as an upgrade, the Raiders, the Titans,
they're not contenders.
The Panthers,
probably. They're dead. The
Browns,
Panthers are dead in the water.
The Browns,
they're selling.
But they have Jameis, and they just won't get away from Watson because they
Haslam
made a deal with the devil and gave him the worst
Haslam
contract
is not even
in the history
in
of sports.
Yeah, Kevin Stefanski said it's all my decision who starts. That's a lie.
EPA is a stat that all of the serious football bettors use.
They expected points added.
They think it's honestly a better measure of who is good, which team is good, which team isn't, which player is good, which player is not. They honestly think it's the most effective tool to measure those things. So far this year, now it's in limited duty, but so far this year, Joe Flacco has been the best quarterback in the NFL using that measurement. Josh Allen is second. Joe Burrow is third. Jaden Daniels is fourth.
Mm-hmm.
You're not surprised by any of these so far, right? I mean, even Flacco, because it's small sample size. But Allen, Burrow, Daniels, Lamar Jackson as the top four guys that have started the entire season.
Yes.
That does not surprise you, right?
No.
Five is Brock Purdy. Again, I'm not surprised.
He's been good.
Six is Fields. Fields is basically tied with C.J. Stroud. He's ahead of Cousins. He's ahead of Darnold. He's ahead of Mayfield. He's ahead of Love. He's ahead of Mahomes. He's ahead of Goff.
I'm not questioning you. I'm looking at a chart right now that's cross-referencing EPA per play and then PFF's offensive grades. And you can easily read the charts. Fields looks like he's way further down than sixth here.
Oh, this I did need to clarify something.
These includes his runs.
These are on passing plays. This is the expected passing. When the expected passing situation is greater than 70%. So when this whatever program they're using, however they're doing it, whether that's third and X amount of yards, second and long, I don't know. But whenever they mm-hmm. expect a passing play, he's been one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
His overall EPA per play, as I'm looking at it, minimum of 100 dropbacks through week 6 last night. He's 14th in the league.
Still above average.
He's slightly better than both Mahomes, Geno Smith, and C.J. Stroud in that regard, and Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
Daniels is the best in the league in that metric, then Allen.
Which, again, checks out.
Again,
I mean,
Flacco, Jackson, Burrow, Purdy are all closely cloistered. Mayfield's up there. He should be. That one's surprising, but not as much because that one doesn't have any passing constraints. And what it is taking into account, and what you need to explain even more, his legs. His legs are relevant to this. If you're ripping off a 14-yard gain or a 15-yard gain or whatever it might be when a play breaks down, that's going to help. I like that stat. I'm glad you have started to incorporate these stats. I think if I would have said Kenny Pickett's EPA per play last year sucks, you'd have said, who cares about that nerd stuff? You're laughing at me like you know I'm exactly right here. But you do have to get better in the pass game. I know that you're saying when it's 70% likely or more that he's going to pass the ball, he's been good in obvious pass situations. But my eyes tell me he was not good last week. And for half of the Dallas game, he was also not good.
Well, he wasn't good in yesterday's game when it was one of those situations where you would expect to pass and he threw the ball. But in those situations yesterday where you would expect to pass and he ran it, he was great.
Pony,
which goes back to what you're saying.
To go back to...
Second and 13. Yeah. He runs the ball for 18 yards in a first down. That's an expected passing play, and he gets it with his legs. What difference does it make if he got it with his legs or his arms? It's the same thing. It's a first down.
Yeah,
it's a big gainer.
I mean, you've beaten this drum for a long time that the really high-end running quarterbacks have not won big. They win with
their
arms.
You, Mulsey. If you're bringing that up because you're finally coming around and agreeing with me on that, well, then I'm... pleased to have you.
John and Robinson wants to know, wouldn't Pony say that the Saints need Russell Wilson since he won't acknowledge Spencer Rattler's existence?
412-928-9370. Here is Sam in Oklahoma. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're not bad. It sounds like you're at a party right now, Sam. Are we interrupting something?
I'm walking outside right now.
Okay.
He actually is at a party.
I was at the bar.
Okay.
What do you got for us?
I've been listening to you guys for 12 years. I lived in Oklahoma, Pittsburgh for 9. I'm originally from Morgantown.
Oh, nice.
I got a question. Mo is for you. So I'm looking at the Steelers schedule right now. Out of all the games you guys have played, what would you say was the biggest challenge?
Of the 6 games they played?
Yes.
The best team that I think that they have played so far is probably the Falcons or the Chargers.
Yeah, the Chargers are always in the state of flux. You know that.
They have the number one defense in the league.
I thought you guys did.
No, we, before this last game, gave up, I think, 800 yards total in back-to-back games?
So, my question for you guys is... with the two quarterbacks you have, what is the long-term goal?
The ultimate long-term goal is to find somebody who can probably fill the position for 8 to 10 years, and the only guy of the two that actually fits that potential description is Justin Fields because he's so much younger.
I'd agree. When I moved to Oklahoma City, I had to choose a team, so I chose Kansas City because I will not cheer for Dallas ever.
Smart.
But Mahomes is not playing very well this year. Would you say Justin Fields would be the long-term decision?
We're going to let you go and let you get back into the bar. Do I think No, I don't think he is yet. Like I'm firmly on the side of it's completely bonkers to bench a guy after you score 32 points in a game. But no, I'm not. We did this earlier. You guys are ready to give him contract extensions. I said I wasn't.
Yeah,
you're ready to give the guy $30 million a year.
And I'm reserving the right to walk that back
yes,
a little bit.
Yes, I was baffled by that. I was the one that was showing some, I think, strong reservations there. So, no, like I'm not ready to sign my life away to Justin Fields, but given how this team has had to urinate blood so many times to win games lately... when they win a laugher and the quarterback makes plays, yes, with his legs and not his arm, I'm not in a hurry to bench him to see what I have in somebody else. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.